Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna sayyidana hawlana muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu amma ba'd fa'audhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim wa ibadur rahmanil ladhina yamshuna 'alal ardi hawna wa idha khatabahumul jahiluna qalu salama wa qala ta'ala wa'mur bil 'urf وعارض عن الجاهلين صدق الله العظيم All praise for Allah Azza wa Jal and we all praise Him with the praise which His Majesty and His Glory and His Essence deserves. And we humble ourselves for our shortcoming in praising Him. He is such that He can only praise Himself. And we seek refuge and protection of Allah Azza wa Jal from the evil of our actions and evil of ourselves and the evil within ourselves. And we ask and beseech Allah Azza wa Jal that He may bestow the light of guidance and salvation and success and grant us His pleasure in this world and hereafter. As most of you are aware that we are covering a very important topic and integral part of the Deen of Islam, which is humbleness, humility and servitude and abdiyat. So you have heard from different aspects the concept and the reality and the implications that how important it is and what it is to some extent. Now inshallah we are coming to the end of this topic and we will be mentioning some of the sayings of the masters or the mashayikh or awliya Allah, because these are the people who after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and companions, they specialized in this field of self-purification and tazkiyah nafs. So like in law, the people, the lawyers and the people who are expert in law, their saying will be appreciated and will be considered. In medical opinion, the saying of the consultants and doctors and medical professional people will be considered and will be valued. Similarly, the sayings and aqwal of these mashayikh and awliya Allah who specialize in this particular field carry more weight than anyone else's amongst the scholars after the companions of Rasulullah sallam, and these awliya Allah and mashayikh were from tabi'een as well. One of them, a great wali of his time, Khaja Abdullah Ansari rahmatullah alayhi, who was very well versed in this science of tazkiyah nafs, who has written very comprehensive works on this topic. He says that Yusuf ibn Hussein Razi rahmatullah alayhi said, so now these are the signs of humbleness. Now we are covering some of the signs and saying, and they are all beneficial to us. Different people have different psychology, different level of understanding, different background. So that is why it is duty of the preacher to cover the topic from all dimensions, because there will be people from all backgrounds and all levels. So sometimes very simple things are said, while it might seem simple to the person who have a higher intellectual level, but they should bear and they should understand. And they should seek the reality of that saying. As you see, the kalima of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah is very simple. Bahut asaan hai. But even Anbiya al-Islam keep reciting it, the companions who recite it, to attain the reality in there. There is no use they're just saying, I know, while you don't have the reality, while you are not benefiting yourself. And the reality of kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah is infinite, because it is related to Allah Azza wa Jal, whose qualities are infinite and unlimited, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. So Hazrat Yusuf ibn Hussein Razi said that goodness is all in a single house. وہ فرماتے ہیں کہ بھلائی اور خیر جو ہے یہ ساری ایک مکان میں بند ہے. It is locked in single house. Whose key is humility and humbleness. So they have said to explain to people, to express the idea and convey the message, that all kinds of goodness of this world and hereafter, if it is goodness, they say, it is locked in a house whose key is humbleness and humility. Like a person cannot access a house or a palace without a key. In order to the lock can be opened and to benefit, if there are treasures in there. One cannot. No matter what treasure is there, but it cannot be attained until a person have access to it. So goodness, all other good qualities, the closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal, nearness to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all other stations and of marifat and tazkiyah nafs, and the good traits, the tawakkul hai, shukr hai, and the reliance of Allah Azza wa Jal, all of these things which the deen of Islam has in it, Hazrat Yusuf rahmatullah is saying that they are all in a house, and the key to that house is humbleness or humility, and humility, ajzi in kasari. If one will not have, he cannot attain. So those people, that's why I lay so emphasis on this ajzi and in kasari and humbleness, that without, you are just fooling yourself if you think you have the treasures from the inside of the house. Well, you have not got the key and you do not have the access. You have not gone through the door. And then he said, and evil is all in a single house. Similarly, he rahmahullah, may Allah have mercy upon him, said the evil of all kind is all in a single house, whose key is pride. Jiski chabi, pride and takabbur hai, which is the opposite of humility and humbleness, jo ajzi in kasari and abdiyat ki opposite. So a person who adopts this evil or this trait of pride, and arrogance, and he's proud. He has opened the door. He has unleashed the evil, entire evil on himself. It will be utmost difficult for him to be saved now. He is destined to destruction if he doesn't repent and if he doesn't return. I gave you the example of Shaitan, that he attained goodness as he thought. As he thought, he attained goodness. What is more goodness than worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal? Spending time in continuous worship, continuous zikr and ibadah, in such a level that even angels are impressed. You see, angels specialize in ibadah because their food is ibadah as well. Their drink is ibadah. They don't eat and drink. If they recite whatever tasbih, it is like they are energizing themselves. Their food is that. Their food is ibadah. Our food is in the earth. Allah Azza wa Jalla has placed in the earth. Because the physical body is made of the earth, the food is also from the earth. The spirit is from the alam-e-amr. Ruh jo hai, it is from the heavens. So its food is also heavenly food. Like zikr, Quran, tasbih, the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. So its food also comes from there. And the angels are of higher level. They are not made of the physical earth, or they are not made of dust. They are not created from dust. So their food is all the time zikr and good remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. So they to be impressed with someone is very, very significant. To be impressed with someone's ibadah, someone's worship, someone's mode of worship. And they were impressed by Shaitan when he was worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. Apparently in this world. So he attained goodness to what extent he did. And then were taken into above heavens, above the skies, asmanu mein. And then he worshipped there. He remembered Allah Azza wa Jal there. So you see, apparently he was having goodness. But as Yusuf bin Hussein is saying, that good is all in a single house whose key is humility. So he apparently attained goodness while he was in paradise in the company of angels. So like a side, imagine, on one side it's paradise, a person enters paradise. A person enters Jannah. A person enters through the door of Jannah. He is the inhabitant of paradise now. He dwells in paradise, which is the abode of the righteous, which is the abode and dwelling of the good, righteous people amongst human beings and jinnat. But he had not attained, he had not entered the house of goodness yet spiritually. He had not attained the key from which the door opened to all goodness. So outwardly he was in paradise, but he had not attained humility. He did not have that key. So although apparently it looked that he is a very blessed person, that is what Hazrat Yusuf bin Hussein is saying, that good is all in a single house whose key is humility. He had all good, he thought he has good. But now the statement of Hazrat Yusuf becomes truthful, that because he had not attained ajizi and inkasari and humility and humbleness, uske paas nahi thi, and now you know and I know what happened to him. What happened? That this non-existence of absence of humility and humbleness led him not to bow down to the command of Allah Azza wa Jal and to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. So an evil is all in a single house whose key is pride. So although physically he was living in paradise, if physically a person is worshipping, physically you see a person who is doing tasbih, who is doing zikr, who go on hajj, who is going very frequently on Umrah and other things which he does. But if he has pride in himself, Brother Yusuf bin Hussain saying, evil is all in a single house whose key is pride. He is open. It is like a dam or a wall which is stopping the flood, or a river. A dam or a big wall which is stopping the water of the river or of the ocean, flooding yourself and destroying and ruining people. And when a person opens that door, all the water will flow and people will be ruined and killed and destroyed. Similarly, when a person opens this door of pride, then he unleashes on himself the water of all kind of evil. And he being in spite of so and such a good place, he will be destroyed. So Shaitan had, Allah said in the Quran, Aba wastakbara. He was proud and arrogant. So he is proud and arrogant. So his all goodness, which he thought is goodness, did not save him. So that's one of the saying of Hazrat Khaja Abdullah Ansari, in which he noted down. Okay, it is utmost important. That's why I lay emphasis, Hajj, Umrah, very good thing. Zikr is the best thing. But if all of these things are generating pride in you, generating arrogance in you, generating such attitude that other people begin to look lowly and inferior and little, and you seem to look, I am the good guy now, and all others are actually second class type of people as far as spirituality or closeness to Allah is concerned, then you are walking on the footstep of Shaitan. That's what he did. You're walking on the footstep of Shaitan. Aap Shaitan ke raste pe chal rahe hain, uske nakshe kadam pe chal rahe hain. Because you are generating his quality. You see, Shaitan was not by essence Shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him as a jinn, normal jinn. So, what made him Shaitan? Usko Shaitan kisne banaya? His pride and arrogance made him Shaitan. And if you are created as a normal human being and you employ that quality, that evil trait of pride and arrogance, takabbur, you will become like Shaitan as well. I will Shaitan banjung, I will become Shaitan. Shaitan was not created as a Shaitan. He was not created as evil by itself. But after he employed and adopted certain traits which made him Shaitan. So similarly, never be confused that you are saved by forever and ever and you have assurance of being salvation, of achieving salvation because you are a human being and you are doing something. No, if you will achieve his traits, you will become like him, Shaitan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that whoever will follow him, they will go also there where he is going. And if you achieve the good traits like awliya Allah and righteous people and Anbiya alayhi salam, you will end up where they will end up. We yaad rakhein, this is saying of Yusuf bin Hussain, that whenever pride appears in you, remember that you are to open such door that you will unleash all evil on yourself. Close it immediately and seek the cure of it immediately before you are drowned and no one can save you now. You see, how can I save you? How can the Prophet save you when you have... Shaitan lived in the time of Prophet. He lived in time of Adam alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salam's nasiha, his guidance did not save him. He lived in time of Noah, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. Nuh alayhi salam, he came to Nuh alayhi salam. They also advised him. He did not. He came to see Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam also advised him that why don't you repent? So their advice and counseling did not save him. He even interacted with Rasulullah, but Prophet's old preaching, he was not saved through it, because he is enveloped in evil and in the curse of Allah. So when the person of this trait, even he cannot be saved by any sincere advice. Look, Allah Azza wa Jal himself, who is greater than Allah? Allah is greater than all. He is the creator, he is the cherisher, he is the Lord, he is the all powerful, omnipotent. So he said to Shaitan, he gave an opportunity, he said to Shaitan, Pala ya Iblis, O Iblis, ma mana an tasjuda lima amartuk. Then why did you, what stopped you from following my command? Look, Allah is advising him and giving him an opportunity and a chance to reform himself. He still did not take lesson, because he had this, he had enveloped himself in evil, and he was drowned in the ocean of evil. So he had become evil completely. So now even the address of Allah Azza wa Jal is not benefiting him, but he is answering back to Allah Azza wa Jal. So what to say about Anbiya, what to say about Awliya Allah? So a person, if he wills success, he has to get rid and eliminate himself from this evil trait and evil quality, and to attain the good, which is humbleness and humility. Another Buzurg, Hazrat Abdullah, Hazrat Bayazid Bustami, who heard his name. I will just go quickly through, because we have covered enough many things in detail. Hazrat Bayazid Bustami, Rahmahullah, was asked, when does a man have tawazu, humility, humbleness? When does a man know that he's got tawazu? He replied, now he is one of the masters of this science. He said, when he sees himself as possessing neither station nor state, and sees no one among God's creatures worse than himself. Unhone farmaya ki kab jo hai insaan ko pata chal jaye ki usko ye tawazu and humbleness, ajzi hasil ho chuki hai. And he said, when he sees himself as possessing neither station nor state, meaning that if you think I am on the high state of walayat, or I am on the station of good closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal, or I have seen a good dream, or I have been to Hajj and I am doing this and that, and you attribute station to yourself that I am sabir, I am mutawakkil, I am in the maqam of zuhud, or any station you attribute spiritually, so then person might, he is not then a humble person. Humility. Humility and humbleness is when he sees himself as possessing neither station. So that's why Awliya Allah, although they possess high, very good attributes and qualities, they still see themselves, they don't have ikhlas. Their amal are all showing and riya. Awliya Allah's marifat is such that they, after doing good deeds, they are so shameful that a normal person is not shamed after doing zina so much as they are shamed from their good deed, when they consider and compare to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness and what they have done. Their humbleness and ajzi is as such, that after doing good, they are such shamed and they are such shortcoming, and they consider themselves that they have done. That is why, you see, even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, by namaz ke baad, after prayer, Prophet said, Astaghfirullah, 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 3 times. You've not done a sin. You just finished prayer. You just finished salah. Aapne to namaz padhi hai. Koi gunah to nahi kiya. So why Prophet taught, and he himself also used to recite this, Allahu Akbar, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Astaghfar par rahe, you are seeking forgiveness while you are not done anything as such against Sharia, but you have offered salah It is that your salah does not befit Allah's glory. And as he deserve, as you deserve, as the gift does not befit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person is, like a person is giving a beggar, a person who is lowly in the, from a materialistic point of view, and he wants to give a gift to a king. The king possesses treasures and for him nothing. And this person does not have anything. But his best thing is maybe a piece of glass, a piece of rug, or some other kind of thing, shoes or clothing. The best clothing of the poor person or normal person, which he had bought from the market, that this is the best I could buy. Because his financial circumstances are such, maybe he can only afford 50 pound suit, while the king wears suits worth 50,000 pounds or 500,000 pounds. So he will take his best, whatever he can, and he presents it to the king. At the same time, he will be knowing that this is not worthy of to be presented to the king. So he will be asking, sorry, I apologize, my master or the king or your majesty, that I have not been able to give gift as it suits or befits or at your level, but this is what I could actually receive. And the king will have mercy on him that this person has done good as much as he could, so I will give him back and I will reciprocate and thank him and give him some kind of gift back according to my level. King will give according to his level. So a small thing according to the king will be great thing. Maybe he says, I give you 5 million pounds or such gold and silver. For the king it is nothing, but for the other person it is a great amount. So similarly, no matter how much I beautify, I adorn my ibadat. Now I'm not talking about the sins. Doing sin and becoming arrogant or not having humility is out of question. I'm talking about doing the goodness, doing the good deeds, that no matter how much you adorn your and decorate and beautify your ibadat and beautify, you present it to Allah Azza wa Jal, the salah, it does not befit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His love. So still you say, Astaghfirullah, I say forgiveness of Allah. It is your mercy if you accept. It is your grace if you accept. It is your love for the creation if you accept. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts that this person have done as much as he could. It does not befit my majesty, but I accept it as looking at the level of the person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows blessings on him. He is going to live in paradise forever and ever. Look, the blessing. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is nothing to forgive the sins of all people living on the face of the earth. It will not touch even one drop of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal ocean. It will not even reduce one drop from the mercy of Allah if all people are forgiven. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows mercy and gift to him and gives him reward which he will abide and which he will live in paradise forever and ever. Usko sawab milega, ajr milega. So Hazrat Bayazid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi is saying that a person, when he is humble, when he sees himself as possessing neither station nor state. I have not prayed. Hajj kha raha tha banda, wo samajhta maine hajj kiya. What I have done? He fasts, wo roza rakhta hai, but he is fearful. He said it is not. I have not done it as actually it should have been done. When he looks at Allah Azza wa Jal and His Sifat and His glory and his shan and his barai kibriyai, greatness. So he is lowly, he is humble. So pride does not take place and it does not generate. So he sees, does not attribute any station that I am this and I am that. If a person says whatever, and then Hazrat Bhai said, and he sees no one among God's creatures worse than himself. He considers even the dogs actually going on the street are better than him. Because they don't sin. Wo gunah to karte hain, unhone Allah ko naraaz ho nahi kiya. They have not displeased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe this, the person have. Even once in his lifetime. I'm talking about the righteous person like myself, whose every move and every breath is sin. But even though the prophets, except the prophets, only Allah, righteous people, sometimes they think that maybe we have done something which is not according to Sharia, or have sinned, no matter it's the slightest. But the dog walking on the street, usne kya gunah kiya? He is sinless. He is not charged with such duty. So that's why I just left, but I read the story to you again about this. It will just show you what I'm saying. And it is related in the books. The scholars say that they have said that I will read it to you. I have heard that Junaid saw a dog. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi saw a dog in Sana'a desert. Sana'a, place in Yemen. Its teeth fallen out, unable to hunt. Of safar kar rahe the, desert. Its teeth fallen out, unable to hunt. Unable to hunt. Its claws had once had the power to seize other animals and food, but now it was broken. Dog you have, through disease or through old age, it is there. Kutta pada hua hai. Aur ye kaun hai? One of the high ranking wali who is called Sayyid al Taifa, that the master of the group of Sufiya. He laid the foundation of the Tasawwuf in the early centuries. The first one to write books on this topic, after the Tabi'in. So, ye ho ja rahe hain. So he's not seen a human being, he's not seen any other person, but dog for now. But now it was broken. Once it ran after wild goat and antelope. Now it ate the kicks of it. Now whether all other animals, they are kicking, they know this cannot actually do anything. Of the Bedouin sheep. Now even sheep are actually kicking. Seeing it wretched, helpless and wounded. But ye kya kar sakta hai dog? Dog bhi koi healthy nahi. Seeing it wretched, helpless and wounded. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi was traveling and he had some food for himself on his way. Junaid gave it half of his own provisions. Aapne jitna bhi apna khana tha, it was not for one day. Whatever provision he had for himself, us din ke liye jo tha, in traveling it takes 1 week's provision, or it was 2 weeks provision, whatever it was, he gave of his own provision half of it. Aapne kutte ke samne rakh diya. Now we do virtues as well. People say we care about animal rights and other things, or we think. But after helping someone, jab hum kisi ki madad karte hain, we think that this person all his life should sing our songs of praise now. Aap isko puri zindagi jo hai, wo hamare gaane gaane chahiye, kyunki humne neki ki hai ispe. And if he doesn't, we say he is unfaithful, unthankful, احسان فراموش ہو گیا ہے. That once we helped him and he did not actually return. He does not even remember. This itself shows that either that act itself was not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was not for. It was for the nafs. So the nafs actually wants actually the praise. If that person has not praised you, if that person has not praised you, he has done good thing to you. From his point of view, is good or bad, I'm not saying. But to you, it is good. Because if he had praised you, it will nourish your nafs more. Your self, evil self, will more become more and more strong. So not praising, it gives you a lesson to think that I did for this person, I have better done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who would have rewarded me, who my reward would have been saved with him in the bank, in my bank, in my account, in the akhirah. Why did I do for this person? Look, he's turned back on me. I wasted him. So his turning back really is also a favor. If, like Awliya Allah, they say that it is a favor for you. Because we have a different mindset, so we think differently, we act differently, our mindset is different. So that is why we leave the world all the time complaining, oh, this person have done this, this person have done this. The problem is not with the people. The problem is not with the people. The problem is with myself. A person who have problem, meaning the spiritual disease, another person might give you a gift of bunch of roses. He will present you a beautiful, fresh, fragrant, emanating from them. Roses. Wo aapko gulab ke phool de raha hai. And I might only see the thorns on it. Iske saath kaante bhi to hote hain. Mujhe kaante nazar aa rahe hain. So where is the problem? To kisko problem? Yani masla kisko hai? Kharabi kisme hai? Usme jisne rose diye hain. Rose ke saath to kaante hote hain. They always thorns with the rose branch. So he's given me a rose and I am seeing only the thorns, not the rose. After he's given me a kanta, I have a kanta. It was better he had not given me. Not saying that he has given rose, it is my stupidity and my foolishness. Then instead of appreciating, I am thinking about the thorns. Instead of seeing the roses, I am watching the thorns and the prickles. So it's like every person's behavior when it is with you, it has two dimensions. There is a good dimension, there is a bad dimension. It depends how you look at it. A person who has been even unthankful to you, let's say, that you favored him, you helped him to bring from Bangladesh to here, or you helped him to give him a lift to Manchester or to London. After that, you need a lift to actually Manchester or to the doctor, and he does not actually entertain your request. Or you ask him for some money, he does not help you. Now you think there is one dimension of the thorn, there you see the thorns, that this person turned back on me, he is unfaithful, unthankful, ingratitude, the world will be much happier place if there were less people like him. Whatever you think, or whatever you say. So this is also one dimension of it. Similarly, people say with their partners, their brothers, sisters, wives, that all the time I am providing you and you are not, all the time people have complained that my wife is not respected as she should, as I should be respected. She is not. And Rasulullah said that the women have certain weakness, meaning, not weakness, but in nature there is, that they do not think like you. So they are not going to be 100% as you want. There will be things, there will be ideas, there will be matters which she will see differently. And you have to accept. If you are not accepting, you are going against the reality. So Rasulullah gave an example of rib. Like the rib is bent. From my head, there is a certain... Bent means that it's not straight. But it's not a weakness. The rib which inside you is bent is not a weakness. It is the beauty of your body. It is the helpful to your body. It's not actually a bad thing. Some sister or woman might say that, why we are giving an example with a bent rib. But the rib's beauty and its usefulness is to be bent. If it is straight, then actually it's not. It will not serve the purpose better. You will have an outfigured body. So it is beauty is there. Now if a person goes to a doctor that I like straight thing and I want my rib to be straight, so who is the problem? Is the rib, is something wrong with the rib, or is there something wrong with the person? Is the person something wrong with the person? The rib's beauty and its usefulness is there. So women, عورتیں کو اللہ پاک نے, they have a different mentality, different psychology, different words. As the people who research, they say that every woman, I don't know, they speak 8,000, 9,000 words. Men speak less, they speak 3,000 words. تو انہوں نے زیادہ باتیں کرنی, obviously their mental makeup and psychology is different. So I'm saying to you that a person, there are people who see the roses, then there are people who see the thorns. A person who turned back on you, your wife turned back on you, if they have done bad, they will get sin. But from your point of view, you should think that yes, if he has turned back, or they have turned back on me, they have been unfaithful to me, they have given me a lesson that don't give your heart to the creation. مخلوق کے ساتھ دل نہ لگاؤ, دل لگانے کے قابل نہیں. It does not deserve. Do not give your heart the place which deserves Allah and His Messenger. Ki Allah ke saath hai. Or it will give you a lesson that don't do favors on people or for yourself, for nafs, or to be praised. Don't do goodness, don't help people to be praised and to be appreciated. Do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe one time it happens, twice, three times, four times, five times it happens, a person will say, how many times I've done goodness for people, for people, and they have always actually returned, not with flowers but slippers towards me. I should actually take some lesson. May I be a banda insan banjo, become a human being, that start doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tikal usme hai. So the people, scholars say that don't always see the thorn. If you see the thorns and you harm yourself with the thorn, someone presents you roses, the problem is not with the giver, it is with yourself. So you look and take care by the nature of the rose and the branch or the plant of the rose is that it will have thorns. And you should be careful. Benefit from what's beneficial. So فرمایا کہ حضرت جنید بغدادی رحمت اللہ علیہ gave half of his provisions. Half دے دی آپ نے. I gave you the example that we do goodness to people and feel pride, and look at now Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, who has done something good to not people but an animal, a dog, and he said, he after weeping and wailing, coming back, returning from after giving the dog his provision, aap wapas aa rahe hain, and weeping and wailing, he was crying, weeping, he said, so I've heard, who knows which is the better of the two of us here? He said, I've heard. Someone asked him, and he said that, who knows which is better of the two of us here? Kaun hum mein se acha hai? Ye kutta acha hai ya main acha? Today it may seem that I have the honor, but what will destiny bring down on my head? Mera khatma kis tarah hoga? How will I actually go? So that's what Hazrat Bayazid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi is saying, that a person who does not attribute that he possesses neither station nor any state, and sees no one among God's creatures worse than himself, because the shortcomings, I've given you the example of the dog, actually, that they don't sin, animals they don't sin, but Imam Hassan Basri rahmatullah, who a great scholar, he has mentioned more than 10 qualities of dogs. He said to few people that even if you possess or you copy the 10 qualities of a dog, you will become a wali of Allah, a wali banjo Allah. Jo kutte mein kuch itni sifat hai. Thus, today we do not have time, another day I will mention maybe in a week or so, inshallah. Ke thus, ya isse zyada kutte mein sifte hain. That he says that if a human being adopts them, wo Allah ka wali ban. That's if the push me. And another saying of Sheikh Abu Sulaiman Darani rahmatullah alayhi said, there's so many things, I'm just skipping over most of them. Humility or humbleness, tawadu is that you never admire yourself for your own actions. That's what I said to you actually, that a person who does good, who do something good, now he said that a person who never admire yourself for your own actions. When you will have humility, you are not going to admire, you are not going to think that you have done a great act of goodness or a favor on someone. But you will be shivering and you will be weeping like Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah. Maybe who am I? Who is better amongst us today? At the end, who will be better? This dog or me? This human being or me? Because many a people from Bangladesh, India, Pakistan, in Ramadan, in many mosques, the people come and they do announcements, wo chanda mangte hain, that for our madrasa or our mosque, there is a mosque being prepared or built or constructed, not participate. And because they only come in Ramadan most of the time and other time of the year, they also come when Ramadan mein aate hain. Now people, they do not think that these people are here for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ye Allah ke liye aa rahe hain. They come for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for good works, wo apna chanda le rahe hain, they are asking money. They are fed up, they think that they are doing something for themselves. They are doing something for themselves, oh no, this person has stood up today again after Tarawih. He is going to ask chanda. If he is doing bayan, all he is doing after bayan is going to make announcement. There is nothing wrong with making announcement, asking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that at least, in, not asking for himself, but asking to, for the work and deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some person might say, oh, they also get paid. Well, they are not angels, wo farishte nahi hai. Even in money of zakat, that side they are collecting other five. Zakat money can be spent as a wage for the zakat collector. That is also one of the, it can be served, it can be spent on him. So if they get some kind of wage or some kind of money or some kind of, many of them don't, but if some even they get, still it is allowed. Mere paise to lag gaye. So people think that we are doing a favor. Hum paise dal rahe hain isme. We are giving 5 pound, 10 pound, 15 pound. We are doing a favor. Today actually I have done this great act of goodness. And favor on him. And they are saying, Jazakallah, you think that this goodness we have done to him, not actually to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then fortunately that they should also, the ulama has said, they should also behave in a respectful manner. Not behave or attitude like beggars, kabhi yehi karbe, jazakallah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Theek hai, aapne elan kar diya hai. You have actually made announcement, now people should actually participate and they should give. So the mashayikh says that who has done the favor? Has the beggar or the person who is asking money for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen, you have given him some 10 pounds. Have you done a favor on him or he has done a favor on you? کوئی بندہ آ گیا فقیر آ گیا ہے آپ بنگلہ دیش پاکستان میں گئے ہیں ہی سے اللہ کے لیے کچھ دے دو نو اٹ از رائٹ دیٹ یو شوڈ گیو ہم یو کانٹ سے دیٹ یو آر فراڈ اینڈ یو ڈو دس ایٹسیٹرا ایٹسیٹرا وی ڈونٹ ہیو دس ریسپانسبلٹی وی ڈونٹ ہیو دیٹ اسکینر ٹو ایکچولی نو دیٹ واٹ از دس پرسن واٹس ان دا ہارٹ آف دس پرسن اف ہی ڈز سم تھنگ بیڈ ود اٹ اللہ سبحانہ تعالی ول آسک ہم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not put my duty that, oh human being or oh such a such person, then on the day of judgment you have to reckon that who gave the money for me or who did not give for me. Or who used it, who abused it. No, I will be answering my own actions. He will answer on. If he misuses it, it is to him. But first thing is, it's bad to think negatively about him. Ki haan, ye apna khata hoga. He'll buy his car, he'll buy his house. یہ سوچ ہی غلط ہے righteous person, a person who follows Anbiya al-Islam and Rasul and Awliya Allah, he does not think like this. He does not think like this. He does not have a cynical thought. That's not present there. میں نے آپ کو بتایا بخاری شریف میں ان صحیح بخاری حضرت عیسیٰ علیہ السلام جیزس کرائسٹ میں پیس بی اپن ہم ہی ود ہز اون آئیز ان فرنٹ آف ہم ہی سو ا پرسن سٹیلنگ فرام سم ون تو آپ نے اس کو فرمایا ہی سیڈ ٹو ہم دیٹ وائی ہیو یو ایکچولی وائی ہیو یو ڈن دس وائی ہیو یو سٹولن دس منی اور وٹ ایور ہی ڈیڈ اس نے کہا سویئر بائی دی نیم آف اللہ دیٹ آئی ہیو ناٹ ڈن اٹ مجھے اللہ کی قسم کہ میں نے تو نہیں چوری کی آئی ہیو ناٹ اسٹول حضرت عیسیٰ علیہ السلام سیڈ عیسیٰ علیہ السلام نے فرمایا یس آئی ریئلی بلیو دیٹ مائی آئیز ہیو سین رانگ میری آنکھوں کو دھوکہ ہو گیا سم ٹائم سم تھنگ ایلس ہیپنس اے پرسن سی سم تھنگ ایلس یو آر ٹروتھ فل تو نے سچ کہا تو نے چوری میری آنکھوں کو دھوکہ ہو گیا بیکاز ہی سیڈ مسلم وڈ نیور swear by the name of Allah, by the name of God, Allah عز و جل, wrongly. تو آپ نے اپنے کو غلط کہہ دیا کہ میری آنکھوں کو دھوکا. He said to himself that my eyes have been deceived. You said wrong. Now a person might think that he knew Isa علیہ السلام knew that he and he know he really what he said was truth. That's the how they understand. That's the mind of the Prophet of Allah, the Messenger of Allah. That is their mindset. And na'udhu billah, if we have seen a person doing good, person who is asking for chanda, asking money for the madrasa, for the people, but we are, our mindset are such that we are saying, no, he is filling his pocket, he is filling his actually bank balance, etc. In spite of seeing goodness, hum usko ilzam de rahe hain. And Anbiya al-Islam, seeing people going bad, but they think good of and call them back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these people in Bangladesh and India who are Muslim, most of them converted or reverted back to Islam from Hinduism. So there were some people who migrated from the Arab lands, but there were people, most of them, majority, they converted from Hinduism to Islam. To Hinduism. Now as well, the very fundamentalist people, Hindu fundamentalists who are actually, like they have a political party, it is said that they also pay a visit to the shrine of Awliya Allah, some of the Awliya Allah, for example, Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya, Hazrat Khaja Moinuddin Chishti Ajmeri, they even, existing leader of such a fundamental who is against Muslims of the time, but he goes and visits. And someone asks him, why do you visit this person? He was a Muslim. This Wali, this Nizamuddin Awliya, Rahmatullah, was a Muslim. He said, I saw my father going here. And my father told that he was not Muslim like the Muslim they exist today. They were such Muslims that they brought and hugged and attracted Hindus, evil people, who people considered evil and left out of the society. They actually hugged them and brought them in. To Awliya Allah ka to ye mizaj hai ki unhone Hinduon ko bhi kareeb kar diya. And one is myself, I cannot get on with my neighbor, I cannot get on with my wife, someone cannot get out with the people, Muslim living in the community. Na'udhu billah, the problem is not with the other people, the problem is with me. If I say they are evil, but who, why do not I change? When Anbiya alayhi salam came, people were not always already angels, and already they possessed good qualities, they were evil, doing some things bad, but they actually did adopt the goodness. So similarly, Awliya Allah, now even in, as I am saying in India, that they pay respects to Khaja Nizamuddin Awliya, Khaja Moinuddin Chishti, even non-Muslims, they go. Kyun? They knew that from the bottom of the heart, they don't want themselves to be praised. They are humble people, and they have love for the people, and that they want to save people from actually the fire of hell. So, itni aajzin ka sari that people still respect. So Hazrat Abu Sulaiman Darani rahmatullah said, humility is that you never admire yourself for your own actions. Admire your children. So it is no good saying, admiring that I did this, I did that, and I have this work, I read this, and I wrote this, and I constructed this, and work of things. So this is like admiring your own actions. Yes, you can do, express the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored, as a expressing a favor of Allah, not admiring yourself, but expressing a favor of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed a certain blessing on you can tell other people that this is, Allah has given me this blessing. This is to attribute to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how awliya Allah and anbiya, they mention sometimes ni'mat, but to praise Allah, not to themselves. Hazrat Bayazid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi, who just heard his one of his saying, once a person came to his majlis and he said, Ya Sayyidi, that I have coming in your majlis for more than 20 years. 20 saal ho gaye hain mujhe aate hue. But I really have not got the reality what you talk about. And I don't understand really what you talk about. And I do not grasp the reality of what you say. Although I like it, but my inner self is hollow. There's light all around here, but my inner self, there's darkness. And 20 years I have been coming. So some people come and they don't ask for self-purification, you see. They come and sit and they go back to their home. They come and sit. So this person has been coming 20 years. He went, sat in the majlis, but he never asked Hazrat Bayazid. After 20 years, his thought came that, oh, I should ask. You see, if you don't ask, you don't get purified. Just by listening. Yes, there is benefit that at least you will have the desire to be purified, like this person had. Like one of the walis who, our mashayikh, he used to say when people come to him that you want closeness of Allah, they say, do you want the easy way or you want actually the way actually, or you just want lightly and you have just come for amusement? If someone says, no, I don't want to do the hard work, I just came actually to. He said, then always, yes, you are welcome and come and sit in the majlis and that's it for you. That is the easy way. And maybe one day the desire kindles and in your heart actually come closer. And if you want to be purified, then you have to adopt the path, the tazkiyah, the tariq, the path. So this person, 20 years, more than 20 years, he stayed in the company of Wali. But after 20 years he asked, okay, that I don't get what you say, I don't have in my heart what you teach. So there's one person who I know about, he knew about 7-8 years, he'd been listening to good things. And after 7-8 years, he said that, brother, I think God wants me to actually severe ties with non-mahram women or with girls, which I'm wanting around. 7 saal baad usne ye kaha. Now, I think God wants me to stop watching such programs on TV. So after 7 years he came to this conclusion. Because he never asked. So asked, chalo, ye to fayda ho gaya usko, he at least benefited that he asked something. So this person, Hazrat Bayazid Bustami rahmatullah, again it is coming back to humility and humbleness and ajzi and inkasari. Hazrat Bayazid said to him, yes, you will understand what I say. Your inner self will alight, will be illuminated with what I say. But you have to follow me. But I know you won't follow me, my advice. He said, no, I want that. I want this really. That I really want my heart to be aligned, have the marifat and the love of Allah and His Messenger. I really want to follow the pious and righteous. Please tell me. He said, I know you won't follow me. Follow my advice. That's why 20 years. What do you think of why I've been coming for here for 20 years? So he was a rich, respectable person. So the answer which Hazrat Bayazid gave to him was not for everyone. For me it might be different. For you it might be different. For other person it might be. But to him he said that you should go to the locality where you live, whenever your business rivals and business people and customers and locality in your neighborhood, and change the clothes which you have, these wealthy and expensive and luxurious clothes which you are wearing. They are not haram, but change them. That's the cure for you. Change them and put a simple patched clothes and fill one basket with some kind of almonds or sweets and go around, firstly beg, and then actually when you have these things, then around the area which I said, give it to children. He mentioned some other things, but in this way I want you to beg from every home. He said, I could die, but I could not do this. Hazrat Bayazid Bustami said, I already said to you that you won't do it. He said, Subhanallah. And Hazrat Bayazid Bustami said, this Subhanallah which you have said is shirk. He said, what? I was saving myself from this evil trait, and now you say I have actually committed shirk. I just said, Subhanallah. He said, this Subhanallah, when I said to you that do this, and you said in return, Subhanallah, this Subhanallah you have said for your own nafs and yourself, not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You said, Subhanallah, how could I do this? It was not to praise Allah, it was to praise yourself. So you are even using the zikr to praise yourself. So the surprise which you shown was actually, so aapne farmaya tumhe phir kuch nahi aata, you cannot. This was your cure. This was the thing which was hindering himself for so long years, actually, to come down. So there was an ocean, and river of Marifat from Bayazid Bustami Rahmatullahi. But it was this person, was not, because he locked the key, humility he had not opened. So Shaitan did not benefit from the company of angels and the heavens in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How could this person benefit from the company of Bayazid? And how could I benefit from yourself, and if I am actually enveloped in this pride? So the key is, as Hazrat said, that the key to all goodness is humility. And how to achieve this? With not speech. This is only information I am giving you. But yes, Alhamdulillah, whoever wants to learn, he'll come, inshallah. Whatever I have learned, the way, the methodology from my teacher, I will pass it on to you. I cannot teach you. I don't have anything for myself. I myself is in need. But yes, the message can be conveyed. How we learned some of these, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts barakah in there because of the teaching of the Mashayikh. Any question regarding this, please wal question after question. Anything any brother wants to ask regarding what's been said, to understand more, or I've said something quickly you did not understand well? سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك. The reply to that is that it is in the question itself. The reply is the companions got purified by the company of Rasulullah. So why can I not have status of companion? What's the difference? The teaching of Prophet in the books, of hadith, the kalam of Allah is there. The same hadith which the companion had learned, the same I can learn now, and I can have access. Maybe the companions of Prophet ﷺ, all of them, Most of them did not know so many hadiths as they have now been collected together. Even the most hadith narrated by was the companion Hazrat Abu Huraira, even in single book Sahih Bukhari, there are more ahadith than what he knew. So the answer to that is that Rasulullah, the people who even now having those teaching, the question is why they cannot become Abu Bakr or Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, because Prophet himself actually purified them with his company. Because he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran that the duties of prophethood was وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةِ, teaching the book and wisdom, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, and to purify them. So it is the duty of Prophet. The Prophet also did purify him. It didn't happen instantly that they, although they had the status of companionship because of the blessed presence of Rasulullah but tazkiyah nafs Prophet carried on and he continued to actually purify them. So even going into Rasulullah, it will still be that Prophet assigned this duty to Rasulullah that he should purify them. Just listening to a hadith and a person cannot. And this has been all the history from the early times of Islam up to now is witness on this, that a person never became purified without actually going in the company of someone. The companions became companions because they were in the company of Rasulullah. Tabi'in, when we say Tabi'in, why we say Tabi'in? Because they were in the Sohbah and they benefited from the companions of Rasulullah. So similarly, they have been continually happening. And really, it is a common sense matter, because in all fields, no matter worldly fields, a person cannot learn from the books. He cannot say that I have let's say a person who is expert in heart surgery. There are 3-4 major main doctors or physicians in whole of the world. And he says, why you have to go to university with these petty professors? I have 4-5 books of the most top, most medical experts on the heart, and I will study and I will be even teaching them. Why should I go to them? So what will be said to them? They are experts, but this person will not get that expertise, but he will rather confuse himself. And he will rather, actually, if you open a surgery or a heart of someone, it is very unlikely that he will cure or he will success. But on the other hand, he himself will be harmed and he will harm others. So similarly, physical heart, if the study or the science of physical heart cannot be learned like this, what about the spiritual heart and the spirit which cannot be seen? So similarly, in every field it's like this, and this is the most difficult field from all fields to rectify and to purify and to reform a human being. All the problem in the world, the jail, laws, punishments, they are for to make the human beings good, to make the human beings real human beings. But still it's very difficult. People are not accessing, jails are filled, everything, in spite of using all the technology, all the wisdom which they have, still it is they find it difficult. So simple matter as cooking curry, look, ask any chef, maybe someone knows how to cook simple curry and they want to learn more. One option is that they go and with whatever local, a person who owns a restaurant down the road, or a person who knows how to cook, he learns from that person. The other option is someone says that go to the restaurant, but this brother has been serving as a chef for 4 years, he will teach you. He said, no, I have the book of the most famous, the chefs of actually the history, and who have been cooking for actually the Mughal Empire and such emperors, etc., etc. So all these, I am not in need of these, I have these specialist book. And then he does prepare the food for such a gathering or conference by looking at those books, and even by just following the recipes which is written in the books, person not able to cook curry, which is, although you have the ingredients, everything is written down. This is much more simple than actually to purify oneself or purify other people, or actually to try to reform or try to teach the self-purification science. It is more of a common sense. To every field this applies, but more it applies to the science of self-purification. Okay. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani was Abdul Qadir, and when he visited Sayyidina Abu Sayyid Makhzoomi rahmatullah alayhi, he became Ghawsul Azam Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani. Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Dabbar rahmatullah alayhi was Abdul Aziz, but when we visited Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam, so he became the Ghawsul of the time. Imam Ghazali, when he was the greatest lecturer in different science and different fields of science and arts and things, but until he met the Sufiya and his teacher, he was in. Abu Bakr was Abu Bakr, but he became Siddiq Akbar when he was met Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So similarly, Sayyidina Umar, similarly Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, which you have been hearing, and Hazrat Bayazid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi, all these people have been following, and they have been purified. And there can be exceptions, and they are very, very, very rare. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Hazrat Isa alayhi salam without a father. So it is exception. It can happen, but it is very rare. So similarly, someone can be purified directly by Allah azza wa jal, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who purifies. All others are means. But the sunnah, or the way of Allah, is the person have to go through the person. That's how. And third thing you should say to that person, that he himself can analyze himself. Try yourself to be purified and see that you can eliminate the evil traits and by yourself and achieve the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the mashayikh actually, Hazrat the great Mujaddid Imam Tahanwi rahmatullah alayhi, actually said that one of the reasons why shaitan, actually the downfall of shaitan, was that he did not have a share. He did not have a spiritual kahin. That's what he said. کہ بھائی شیطان کے بھی نیچے آنے کا وہ اس کی گمراہی کا یہی تھا کہ وہ کہتا تھا میں بھی ڈائریکٹلی آئی ول فالو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ اینڈ ڈائریکٹلی وداؤٹ دی کمپین شپ اور دی گارڈین شپ آف اینی ہی ڈیڈ ناٹ ہیو اے ٹیچر ہی سیڈ آئی ایم ٹیچنگ سم آف دی اینجلز آئی ایم دی بیٹر سو اف دے ہی ہیز میٹ اے اسپرچل گائیڈ ہی وڈ ہیو مینشن ٹو ہم ہی وڈ ہیو ڈیٹیکٹڈ that you have this arrogance and this will destroy you, and you have this pride, this will destroy you, and he would have not have this end which he has now. So one of the reasons, of the many reasons that shaitan got misguided, was that he did not turn to his spiritual guide, or he said I am myself, continuously reading books and worshipping, and that was the end. And Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, who claimed prophethood, who said I am Nabi, he also left actually following the awliya Allah and Mashayikh of the time, and he ended up actually claiming that he is a prophet. So sometimes these people who do not actually follow the correct way, the sunnah and the methodology, they end up making actually very false and arrogant claims, which their lives themselves are actually witnessed. You hear the name of great scholars, like even people who are Salafis or Ahlul Hadith, they even know that they respect them. Imam Ibn al-Qayyim Jawzi, who is very famous scholar in West and East and all parts. Imam Ibn Kathir, a great scholar. They were even the students of actually great mashayikh of that time. Like Imam Bukhari, he had more than 300 mashayikh. Like you have been hearing Imam Abdul Wahab Sharani rahmatullah alayhi, he had more than 100 teachers of self purification. To unhone itne itne logon ke sath jo hai ye tab unko ye nemat hasil hui hai. While other it will be just a empty talk, and there will be no reality in it. And the proof of it will be that person himself, that he will not be purified. He's saying that I don't need to go anyone. That is itself a sign he's got arrogance. Because the nafs does not want to humble itself to someone. So, yeah. And Hazrat Shaykh Abu Dqaq Rahmatullah Alayhi said that Hazrat Bayezid Bustami, which you have hearing, he said that a person man lam yakul lahu ustadun fa imamuhu shaytan fa ustadhu shaytan, that whoever will not have a teacher from the righteous people, jiska koi shaykh aur murshid nahi manega, jis murshid ke piche nahi chalega, his imam and his shaykh, shaytan will become his shaykh. Because he's already there, you don't have to go to him, you see. He is just beside you and with you. And once you leave the good and righteous and anbiya or awliya Allah, he is there to help you and assist you all the time. So automatically he is already there. You see, light, you need light to bring light in here. You need bulbs, you need light. To bring darkness, you don't need to. You just have to put the light out, darkness within. Darkness is always already here. Only actually the light is making the darkness go away. Once the light turned out, turned off the darkness out. So similarly, when the light of Holy Allah and Mashayikh and the pious, righteous people, their guidance, meaning their guidance will not be present, shaitan, darkness is always there. And then he further explained that a tree which is grown by itself, it does not normally bear fruit. And if it bears fruit, it will be such fruit that it will not be eatable by other human beings. It can be poisonous, it can be a tree which should bear fruit, which is sold and which is nourished by someone, a plant, an apple tree, it has to be plowed by someone and then it bears fruit. Uspe phir phal lagta hai, wo khata hai. Jo khud bakhud, a tree who has, I want to grow myself, I don't want. So normally those trees, they are actually not beneficial to other people. And themselves also do not attain such beauty and such fruits which others do. And while on the scholarship level, only Allah has given many arguments on this. But the greatest matter is the person himself. He will know that he is not purified. And when he will meet these, present himself to Quran and Sunnah, he will know that he will not. You see, this is very difficult to humble yourself. So Adam alayhi salam was a prophet of Allah. So Hazrat, the Shaitan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the Shaitan to bow down to Adam alayhi salam. Shaitan kehta hai, Shaitan says, oh Allah, I will do sajda to you. I will do sajda towards you, to you only. I'm not doing it for Adam. Meaning that he said, this is called Shaitani Tawheed. Sometimes some people have Shaitani Tawheed, and that is disrespecting the prophets, disrespecting the awliya Allah, and just claiming that we are following Tawheed. That is called Shaitani Tawheed. He is saying, oh Allah, I will bow down to you, I will trust you, but the Prophet, no, it is shirk. Na'udhu billah. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bhi wo keh raha hai udhar, that no, I will bow down to you, but not bowing down to Adam alayhi salam. And if he had done that, he would have been purified. Uska wo takabbar wo khatam ho jata. That was a cure for him. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suggested to him, or was not suggested, but commanded to him, it was a cure for him. His arrogance and pride would have shattered away. It would have withered away. Wo khatam ho jata jab wo jhuk jata. Finished. But he did not. So, uska ye na jhukna. So similarly, these people say that directly, that we follow Allah and His Messenger. Because you can't see Him, you don't need to bow down to them. Or you don't need to humble yourself because they are unseen now. So, but now the people who are present, they say, no, we are self-sufficient. But their life themselves is also evidence that they have not actually got and attained what they should.